As Wyoming talks a lot about sage grouse, some young men at the recent Northern Arapaho powwow borrowed some of the birds' dance moves. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr caught up with four dancers competing in the prairie chicken category.
Hi, my name is DeAndre Augustine. I'm from Arapaho, Wyoming.
My name is Sam Hermini Horses.
Kershawn Spoonhunter.
My name is Isaiah Felter. I am Northern Arapaho and Lakota Sioux.
Yeah, I'm a prairie chicken dancer. And I used to be a grass dancer, but chicken's cooler. Yeah.
It originally came from up north, Canada, Montana area.
It's based on an original dance that was formed in Kainai, Alberta, from the Blackfeet people.
Lakota's kind of adopted it. Then a lot of other tribes adopted it as well. And they're emulating the prairie chicken in the mornings when the sun comes up. What they say is when they're out there dancing, they're pounding all of the bad spirits, all the bad thoughts and everything that are out there at night. They're pounding them into the ground so everybody can have a good day.
So you have to imitate the chicken moves in the morning. Like right down here, like right where I stay, there's prairie chicken, sage chicken.
There's some down at my grandpa's old place near 17 Mile. They'll be there strutting in the hay field.
And it's also a mating dance at the prairie chicken zoo where they try to entice the hen out there.
It's meant to impress women. You'll see other chicken dancers wearing two feathers right at the end, and that represents him and her.
I made most of my outfit. Like, I made this otter top, I made this sash with deer toes, these hawk bells, eagle talons, and buffalo teeth.
These are cuffs. They're nice and beaded. Everybody wears cuffs, armbands, a bustle.
They usually wear lots of bells and like they wear these tights. They usually have plumes and stuff on their outfit.
When I get out there, I just try to think what a chicken would do out there dancing. And so that's just kind of a lot of it.
I don't know, there's usually a certain like a stomp, like a light stomp, but it's like, it looks heavy. Like it's a very light stomp, but it looks heavy.
Like, some people have a lot of head movement, like how a chicken would. And other people usually dance with their arms out to emulate the wings when they dance. And so a lot of different styles. Everybody has their own style.
Stationary old style. I normally would stay in within 5 to 10 feet radius. It's a little bit more smoother, slower. The contemporary is more, they're kind of wild, just dancing all over.
You're impressing somebody. You're showing your moves off. They'll sometimes lift up their leg and shake it. Or they'll shake their bustle or their chest. Or they'll look at you and move their shoulders and stuff to you to get your attention.
I know, it's just a certain step to the chicken dance that just feels good to be out there because there's certain type of songs that just feel good.
I got some advice from Ronnie Harris III. He said, dance to mesmerize and never to show off. He said, spread your wings because the arena is yours.
To me, it's like my therapy. Once you're out there, you get that drum beat going. Whatever drum beat you get, you just kind of let go. And all the negative thoughts and everything going on in your life, you just let go for about 3 or 4 minutes and just enjoy the drum and just wherever it takes you, just go with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Saturday night right here, Northern Arapaho Powwow Indian Days. Man, that was awesome. Way to go, Little Brave.
Savannah Marr is a Report for America Corps member.